We're starting the show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles, and I'm Mystic Pete. Every week, through interviews with thought leaders, visionaries, and creatives, and story, music, and humor, we'll do some deep ponders in this time of great change, and have some fun. If you'd like more information about today's guests, or to be interviewed for the show yourself, I'm at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. In today's show, we feature the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest and Folk Festival. Coming up soon, Sunday, May 15th, 2022, at the Paramount Ranch in Agoura Hills. You can find out more information at topangabanjofiddle.org. We start the show with a story by the extraordinary Mike Bone called Why I Love Bluegrass Music. Then a tune by Steve Martin, the famous Steve Martin, who's been a part of the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest. This tune called Clawhammer Medley. Then an interview and music by Connor Vance and Katie Crone. And an interview and music by Leanne Skoda, both a part of the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest. And then a couple more tunes by Steve Martin. Stay tuned.
My sister Joyce married Mike Horn when she was a senior at McEvoy High School in Macon in 1962. Mike was in the Air Force and headed to Okinawa for an 18-month stretch. There was only one reason for a senior in high school to get married mid-year. She was pregnant. That is what everyone thought and even said. When's the baby due? Will Mike be coming home for the birth, etc.? As it turns out, no, she was not with child. Married girls were forced to transfer from the normal high school, McEvoy, to the vocational high school, Dudley Hughes. I have no idea why the rulers of the Bibb County Board of Education felt it necessary to force girls to do that, but that was the rule, and off to Dudley Hughes Joyce went. When Mike returned from Okinawa, he brought with him a five-string banjo and his high, lonesome tenor voice. He had been practicing nonstop and was actually very good at the banjo and singing. He had learned from the best, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. They were very popular at the time as they had the opening credit song to the ridiculously popular TV show The Beverly Hillbillies. Earl played a three-finger picking style of banjo. That was the style that Mike emulated. Mike and Joyce went to bluegrass festivals three or four times a year, and they would always take me with them. Most of these festivals were in North Georgia, Tennessee, or North Carolina. Normally, these were two-day events, Saturday and Sunday. Working people cannot get off work for a Friday show. One of my favorite parts of the Bluegrass Festival was the Sunday morning gospel performances. Light on the religion, heavy on the bluegrass. We saw all the greats of bluegrass. Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, Mack Weisman, the Osborne Brothers, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. The pros worked the stage and the amateurs worked in the parking lot. The amateurs were often as good as the professionals. I got to mingle with the amateurs. My brother-in-law, Mike, was sought out as a banjo player and a singer. His high, lonesome tenor voice could be heard all over the parking lot. Mike let me borrow his albums to listen to, further honing my love of this music from the heartland. After college, I went into the record business. My first job in the record business was to promote an album by a bluegrass band named Red, White, and Bluegrass. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I had a love for the music, and I actually got the record programmed at a few radio stations in West Virginia, Tennessee, and Virginia. The years rolled by, and I was married with two musician kids, a violinist and a cellist. We heard about the Topanga Banjo and Fiddle contest and entered our kids in the competition. Both did very well over the years. Our daughter actually came within a half point of winning a few years ago. Previous winners include Steve Martin, David Lindley, Taj Mahal, Jackson Brown, an impressive list. We got very involved with the festival, and then the pandemic happened. All things stopped. I'm happy to say that the Topanga Banjo and Fiddle Contest will be back Sunday, May 15th at the Paramount Ranch, 2903 Cornell Road in Agoura Hills. The contest starts at 9 a.m. and will go on all day. The headliners start performing at 12 noon. The parking lot scene there is played out under giant oak trees. Local amateurs will be there. I feel certain the ghost of my banjo-playing former brother-in-law will be there as well.
Pete here at Michael Yost's studio in Venice, right on the boardwalk. We're about to watch the sunset. I'm with Connor Vance and Katie Crone, C-A-I-T-Y,
yeah.
K-R-O-N-E.
Yes.
Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R-V-A-N-C-E. And you have a duo. You're playing around town as Connor Vance and Katie Crone.
Katie is the main songwriter. I'm going to give it to her.
Okay.
Aww.
Yes. She's got the marquee. For now.
And she's doing most of the singing too,
yeah.
I noticed.
I'm just a support group.
You didn't sing at all.
And yeah. Co-writer, and friend, and arranger.
This is true.
He's a big part of the record.
Connor, I met you first at KXLU. You were a part of the Wildwood Flower Radio Hour,
that's
I believe.
Right. Yes.
Or you came in another time? But
yes, it was for that. I came in with Ari, my wife, and we did a little, probably some Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Did some bluegrass. And then that's when we were right about to play at McCabe's, but she's a scientist, so she does that professionally. But yeah, so the song that Katie and I wrote on that first time hanging out was one that we did today called Villain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, I'm very proud about how it how it came out.
No, we really couldn't have predicted it. The chorus, like, just came out. Like, I just blurted it out while you were recording. And then we sat together and we were like, okay, now we need to do the rest of the lyrics. And so we were just going back and forth on those, like, four lines for, like, 2 hours.
And we've been working together, writing for about 2 years now. And she has a lot of great producers and songwriters that she collaborates with. And we're just starting to get our live performing chops together.
Yeah.
So this is what, like, number two?
This is number two.
This is number two, the second time we've played out outside of the studio.
And the second time I've ever played guitar for myself live. That's a scary thing.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's like a sweet collaboration. It just kind of fits. I love collaborating with people. The only lasting collaboration I had was when I was 16 with Jeffrey Lubeck, who I haven't seen in ages. Ever since then, I've never been able to find, like, a real... I love jamming with people, but, right. like, a good collaborator... It's hard to find that.
It is hard to find.
It is, and you can't force it. It has to happen naturally.
You have to find somebody that has, like, a compatible schedule.
That's
true. The commute isn't too hard.
Who lives nearby, yeah.
Yeah, you have the space for each other and wherever you're at in your life. And
so true.
It also works because, like, we, you know, meet up for coffee and not doing music. It's like,
we do.
We take care of the relationships outside of the music as well. And I think that really informs the creative side, too.
We started a bagel tour. We try different... We have to do Courage Bagels. We keep forgetting.
Oh, a bagel tour.
We're on a bagel tour. We're trying all the different bagels in L.A.
I want to come.
You should...
Yeah.
Wait, would you come with us to one?
Yeah, I'm that Jewish, too, so...
Us, too.
Come on, I'm we're... Oh, we're a bunch of Yids. Look at that.
I'm a quarter Yid.
Okay.
Honorary.
Well, I love it. Well... In collaborating, one of the things is, well, ego. In other words, stepping back so the other person can come forward. Mm. You have to be willing to be in a supportive position so both people's voices can emerge. And I think this is often an issue with artists who want to be in the spotlight. But some people like trading off. They like being supporting and then having the limelight themselves, so it sounds like that's kind of what's happening.
So right when we started working, I was like, hey Katie, like, I'm just now getting to producing, like, this is something I just want to try. I was in the band, I haven't done anything else. Can I just try this? And she's like, yeah, you want to give it a try? Let's do it. Fine, let's make a song. And I was like, oh great, you actually want to do this? Great. So it's all new to me.
Connor also made such a safe space. I feel like the best part about music for me, like writing music, is I don't write with a lot of people who are, like, seasoned professional writers. Now I work with some more, and it's really amazing. Like, it's a different experience. It's like giving wood to a craftsman of a house, you know what I mean? Working with someone whose, like, job is songwriting. But I feel like with us, like, the cool thing about it is it's like, okay, let's find stuff that we like. Let's be vessels for inspiration. Mm. Like, it's a really, like, excavative, spiritual, like, fun mystery process. And I feel like he always leaves space. He, like, will let me try anything, and I'll let him try anything.
Sure.
And so that's what makes it the most fun. And also, I'm so comfortable with him that, like, I like record really easy vocals. Like, I feel comfortable being able to try things. I think that's the most important thing. Doesn't matter who you're working with, if you can have that. It doesn't matter how fancy someone's title is, which also, who am I? But, like, the fact that we found each other and we're both so new in our different respective ways, but also so experienced and seasoned in our own respective ways. They, like, complement each other. Does that make sense?
It does. Right? Well, it's nice to have a collaboration where, like, we feel good about just messing around and knowing that maybe a lot of it is just fluff, but we have the time and the freedom to do that without the pressure of, like, oh, I need to get this done. And you still get things done.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly you get things done.
Aww.
So it's... Yeah, both sides of it are present.
Yeah, sometimes we'll be writing a song for, like, an hour and a half. Oh my god, what was that song? And then I looked at him and I was like, is this bad? And you're like, yeah. And then we just stopped.
Flush, next.
So it's a nice, easy thing. This afternoon was brought together by Lori, who's one of the creators of the Topanga Banjo and Fiddle Contest. And that's happening at the Paramount Ranch on Sunday, May 15th in Agoura Hills. And you're a part of this somehow. Tell us how you are connected to TBFC.
Take it away.
I mean, that's our, you know, our home festival. That's our cherished baby as far as bluegrass and folk goes. I grew up going there, and that was one of the few places to meet other musicians from other areas in Southern California that play acoustic instruments, you know. And, you know, I did the contest plenty of times that I was able to play. I played 1 year. It was the morning after prom. It was not a pleasant situation, but we got through the set. A lot of good memories there. That's where I met Phoebe Bridgers. She was backstage. And she
the morning after prom at the Topanga
Fiddle. Banjo Fiddle Festival.
What a story.
And people hang out all day, jam, meet other musicians, friendships are made, and there's also stages with wonderful, top professional bluegrass and folk musicians, and it's just a great event. By the way, that's TopangaBanjoAndFiddleContest.org.
Mm.
Closing words? Anything you want to promote? Do you have a shampoo you're trying to sell? Toothpaste?
Now that you mention it.
I mean, follow Katie Crone on Spotify and Instagram because she has a lot of music coming out this year. A lot of stuff that I was also a part of and I'm super lucky to be a part of. My strings are all over that record.
They're
and
all,
I'm very stoked.
And they sound very beautiful. Connor is my most cherished collaborator, I think, out of all the people.
You have a good team.
We have a good team because you're also one of my most cherished friends.
Aw, thank
follow
you.
Follow Connor, too. Connor Vance on Instagram.
Well, we're going to catch Connor Vance and Katie Crone on the way up.
Wow.
There we go.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to
start.
That.
And I'm very much looking forward to the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Festival. We're very lucky to have it. It's definitely a labor of love to keep it going. And yeah, May 15th.
There we go.
Very much looking forward to it.
We'll be there.
See you there.
With your banjos and your fiddles.
And other instruments.
And
ukuleles are allowed.
Just bring them.
Yeah.
Jam.
Shyly speaking through the trees, conversations passed around never to me. And then music lift the mood and set the scene. You look so beautiful, can I get you anything? I'm having so much fun, I love being something to someone. But I'm just invisible. You don't have to say I'm special. I'm just here to do my job. Make you feel like you're a star. I stay invisible. And I pull you into focus. Right outside the frame. And wonder one day if I could ever hold it. You think you understand? I'm just a cameraman. See me as a weapon or tool. Is that why you say you like me? Do you even think I'm cool? It almost doesn't matter. Overanalyze it after. That's just showbiz, baby. Sometimes it gets cold, but I'll stay invisible. You don't have to say I'm special. I'm just here to do my job. Make you feel like star while I stay invisible. And I pull you into focus, right outside the frame. And wonder one day if I could ever hold it. You think you understand? I'm just a cameraman. And it's no surprise I put myself in this position. Will you call me a magician? Cause I show you all the beauty that I can't see in myself.
Good lyric.
Oh, thank you. I'm a photographer on the side. That's how I self-fund my music. So after a while, I was like, I probably should write about this and how it makes me feel. That's what it's about. This next one is the first one me and Connor ever wrote together. It's from our very first session. He was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I have this pre-chorus and verse. I played it for him, and he's like, okay, let's work on it. We'll start laying down strings. And he starts laying down strings, and then we just sing the chorus out of nowhere, and then we spent the rest of the session working on it, and now it's like one of the staples of the record, and we're like besties.
And parts of that demo made the final cut.
The whole, yeah, the demo vocal is the final vocal. Yeah. And all the strings.
And the strings.
I don't think you redid any of the strings.
And the sub-bass line.
Oh yeah, sub-bass line. I didn't know that.
It just came out good.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's that magic, and if you're not recording, oh, why didn't we have the tape on?
But I feel like we've gotten used to just recording everything.
Yeah, especially
because, like, yeah, that comes out.
Mm-hmm. And you have a way of just making people so comfortable to, like, do their best work, I think.
Thank you.
It's such a tricky way. It's called Villain. All right,
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Don't say you're sorry now, you know it's too late. This bitterness is so strong, don't care if you've changed. So don't try to call me now, I don't want to hear it. Because my world, heroes and villains, deliberate innocence, emotion feels more like a game. If you play the hero now, tell me, who can I blame? Now everybody loves you, I feel like I'll never be clean. I can never be the bad woman you wouldn't let me. And it hurts sometimes, watch you play so nice. Everybody loves you, you can't be a villain to me. Me, you can't be a villain to me. Desk with the broken leg has hurt everything. Childish competition is spilling out of our dreams. Looked at a photograph as if it could tell me, when you're so beautiful, what could you ever want from me? Does your brow still go down when you're jealous? Sensation for me. When I lie and play innocent, still doesn't help this thing. Oh no, no. Now everybody loves you, I feel like I'll never be clean. I can never be the better woman. Watch you play so nice. Everybody loves you, you can't be a villain to me. Me, you can't be a villain to me. Oh. If you play the hero, then tell me, who can I blame? I can never be a better woman, you wouldn't let me. And it hurts sometimes, watch you play so nice. Everybody loves you, you can't be a villain to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
September came in waves of relief and nausea. Like the end of summer's dew, there was nothing for me in that swimming pool filled with beauty queens and men whose eyes leaked with heat that's never meant for me. And it is what it is, and it was what it was. It should feel gone by now, but I still play all the memories in slow motion. And it is what it is, and it was what it was. It should feel gone by now, but I still play all the memories in slow motion. But it's alright, 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 alright. And it's alright, 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 alright. Moved without me through someone else's teenage dream, wishing I was someone better. Hid my body in a sweater, yearbook pages and choir practice, 7 years of bad reactions to awful kids and all they did. I blame myself for it. And it is what it is, and it was what it was. It should be long gone by now, but I still see all the hallways and the gold haze, and it brings me down. And it is what it is, and it was what it was. It should be long gone by now, but I still play all the memories in slow motion. But it's alright, 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 alright. And it's alright, 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 alright. But it's alright, 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 alright. And it's alright, 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 alright. But it's alright, 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 alright. But it's but I still play all the memories in slow motion. That's okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. Daydreams raging.
Why?
soften the blow. Daydreams raging of some great stadium. Oh, daydreams raging of some great stadium.
Talking about.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks for having us.
Leanne Skoda here at Michael Yost Studio in Venice, and that's spelled LeanSkoda, so people can find you easily on social media.
Oh, yeah.
And you are the, 2016 winner, Topanga Banjo and Fiddle Contest, which is coming up Sunday, May 15th at the Paramount Ranch in Agoura. And Lori put this together, who's one of the organizers of the contest festival. I guess you've been a part of it for a while.
I've been to the festival a few times because when I moved to LA, I kind of got involved in the bluegrass community, and because of that, I learned about Topanga, and I had never done a contest. At bluegrass festivals, that's like always part of it is the contest aspect, and I never done that, so I'm like, I'm just gonna go for it. I hadn't done a contest since I was probably a kid, so I signed up and I won, and it was great. It was super fun.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little about yourself, your musical background, and how you got into this style of music.
Yeah, so my musical background is quite varied. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, just obsessed with music, listening to the radio. My first love was Mariah Carey. Obsessed with all of her music, and
she has a great Christmas song. It's very hard to hear on the radio. It's hardly played at all.
Oh.
But if you can find it,
I'll have to try and find it. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I would just hear the little bells would come on of that song, ding 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 ding, and I would just freak out. I still do. Mariah Carey was when I was really, really young, I love pop music. My dad really got me into country music. He was always watching the Grand Ole Opry, on the weekends, and, I found out, through just singing to the radio that I really liked singing country music, but I never really thought that that was something that I could do, because I'm, from the suburbs. I thought country musicians were all from the South and the country,
A little more classic country or more modern stuff?
Oh,
Little Haggard and all that stuff.
Both classic country, but then when I was singing along to the 90s country stars like Trisha Yearwood, Shania Twain, all those women, it felt right, in my voice, I was I could do this, and I was just really into harmonies. I loved the harmonies. And then I just was in a choir all my life. I'm just in the musicals growing up. And then I decided to move to LA when I was 25 and try and be a singer-songwriter. And
Excellent
I fell
idea.
In. Yeah, right?
And yes, that you are.
And yeah. And I started writing songs, playing more guitar, and I met a bunch of bluegrass and folk musicians, and I was like, oh, I could do this even? They're like, oh, you're great at harmonies, come sing with us. And so I really found a great community out here through that, and that's kind of how I, started doing this, what we're doing here today.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I remember after I was divorced in the early 90s, and I had my muse had been put away for a while. I pulled out my cello, and there was this very dynamic open mic scene in Los Angeles. And I started going out to these open mics with a cello, and everybody wanted me to play with them. And suddenly I had this whole community and all these friends, and everybody loved my cello.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like,
who doesn't love a cello?
But you know, there is something about the LA music scene that at some tier, it's very embracing, collaborative, and everybody's kind of cheering you on, whether you're cello or whatever. It's a lot of friendship. Mm-hmm. I think at some level, maybe when a lot of money gets involved or, you know, competition, it starts to get a little more, you know, selfish or territorial. But at some level, at some big levels, it's a beautiful scene here.
Yeah, I definitely felt that. I felt like I was lucky to just, like, fall in with the people that I did, and, you know, it definitely helps, like, being able to, like, be like, oh, I'll, you know, sing harmonies with you, or to have, you know, something else to offer rather than, hey, just come, like, see my show. I didn't even have a show at the time, you know, I didn't know very many songs, so at least that was something I could connect and, like, with people, just singing with other people. I'd be like, if I was a fan of somebody that I saw out and about, I'd be like, I love you, your music. If you ever need a harmony singer for free, I will do it. And that's kind of like how...
Sweet.
Yeah, and it was great. It was super fun. Yeah, I still do it.
And that's endearing, and you like supporting other people.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the big star. But then you are a songwriter too, and then like, hey, I want to do my own show.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I love writing music, and the songs just are coming, so I'm going to keep doing that, and I'm going to also keep singing with other people.
Well, your music takes me to a very sweet place. It reminds me of, like, being in a cafe late at night, and time slows down, and you just drift off into the evening.
I love that. That makes me really happy.
Yeah. What's your vision for your future? Big country music star.
I mean,
the next Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I think the time has maybe passed on that. But I just want to keep, I want to keep making better music. And that's kind of like my main thing. We're just writing better songs, making more music all the time. And
you're a musician, and with you, it's about making music. It's not about celebrity and stardom. Unfortunately, that's what calls a lot of people to it. They want to just be famous. But you just have to play music, and that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I cannot imagine that driving force being that you want to be famous. It's too much work to do.
Well, right.
To just want to be famous. And yeah, I don't know a lot of musicians who that's their only... I do probably know a couple, maybe, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, in our community, like, again, at this tier, these are just musicians. And if somebody does punch through, well, we all hate them. I mean, oh, we love that their success, but...
Yeah. One of the great things that I love about the bluegrass and folk community and about like these kind of festivals in general is that the jamming is a huge part of it. Like, it's just an aspect that's not at, you know, some other kinds of festivals. So you go and watch the acts, and then you go and, like, you know, you just jam and you play songs for the rest of the time. And I've learned a lot of songs just from people playing them right in front of me. Like, that doesn't happen anymore, which is, you know, too bad. Because that's how, you know, you used to learn music, was just, like, by hearing it in a room with other people. And this festival in particular is really sweet. It's really cute. I love it. I love the community. I'll probably see, like, so many people from, like, different walks of life, you know, in the, you know, folk music community. So, looking forward to it.
The camaraderie, and you walk away at the end of the day with a lot of music in your soul and a lot of new friends.
Yes.
We're talking about the Topanga Banjo and Fiddle Contest, Sunday, May 15th, Paramount Ranch, Agoura Hills. And this is Leanne Skoda, and you can find her easily on social media, LeannSkoda.
Yep, that's me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This one is called Colorblind.
Look me in the eye. Tell me what you feel. Might not really. So
This song is called The Living Room, and it's from my EP that I put out last November. It goes like this. You don't know me, but I see you. I've been watching for weeks. Don't know your name. I imagine while my new baby shrieks, young bodies in the sheets, love on the third floor. My life could be yours. Taking it all off on a Monday. Oh, well, that must be nice. Your body's
stop, turn around, come back. Go away, stop, come back. swear I don't mean to. Go away, stop, turn around, come back. Go away, stop, come back. Go away, stop, turn around, come back. Go away, stop, come back. Go away, stop, turn around, come back. Go away, stop, come back. For speed, you and me could have some fun, you pretty little one. Took her riding around the town, ain't no woman ever shut me down. Ever seen a truck like this, how about a little kiss, you pretty little one. Took her out about a month or so. She's my gal, I told her so. She resisted for a bit. Baby, that's the way of it, you pretty little one. Couple times she tried to leave. I told her that don't work for me. Your daddy tried to intervene. Folks, I'm just a mean machine. I can handle dumb old pops. What's it done but shovel rocks? I said, baby, that's enough. I might have got a little rough on the pretty little one. One night, said it's over, let's not fight. I said sure, but one more talk. Maybe just a little walk around the block, a nice goodbye. You're so lovely, honey pie. I went over, picked her up, got her in my pickup truck, driving slow around the town. Then I put the pedal down, took her out a gravel road, stopped the truck where no one goes. This is where the job gets done on the pretty little one. Night that I had seen in the darkness, I felt mean. From my wound I pulled a knife, said I'm gonna take your life. I was calm as I can get, so I lit a cigarette. In the flicker I could see she had a pistol trained on me, that pretty little one.
I said, mister, I'm no fool. My daddy raised me country cool. Think my papa knows enough. Guys like you who think they're tough. He read it easy as ABC. That's when he gave this gun to me. And ever since your truck arrived, my hand's been on this 45.
I went at her with my knife. She pulled the trigger, shot me twice. In the heart and in the head. Took half a breast, slumped over dead. She pumped another for good luck. Right between my buttercups, that pretty little one. Pretty little one. Pretty little gal, she wrote this song. She came over in due course, sang to me without remorse. Then she whispered to the ground,
I'll let you have another round. My name is Lucy Allen Cott. You should know I was not your pretty little one.
To the end of the show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. You can reach me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. We started today's show with a story by the extraordinary Mike Bone, Why I Love Bluegrass Music. Then Clawhammer Medley by Steve Martin. Interviews and music by Connor Vance, Katie Crone, and Leanne Skoda. All a big part of the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest and Folk Festival. This is coming up Sunday, May 15th, 2022 at the Paramount Ranch in Agoura Hills. More information at topangabanjofiddle.org. Oh, and by the way, the last two tunes, music by Steve Martin. The first tune we heard was Go Away, Stop, Turn Around, Come Back. That also featured the Steep Canyon Rangers. And the last tune was a murder ballad called Pretty Little One. That was Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. I'll see ya at the Topanga Banjo Fiddle Contest. Mystic Pete out!